Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Every reasonable human being on earth has confronted difficult moral problems. How do you decide what is right and what is wrong in any given situation? Do you follow a multitude to do evil? Exodus 23:2. Do you do that which is right in your own eyes? Judges 17:6. Some people foolishly say, "I am not going to decide what is right and what is wrong." What such people do not realize is that not deciding is deciding. The tragedy is that millions of people in our nation and worldwide have no solid basis on which to make judgments about right and wrong. They have not thought logically and seriously about what course of action they ought to follow. As a result, they most often end up on the wrong side of moral issues. The Bible lays great stress on doing right and avoiding evil, although neither the word right or the word evil appears in some texts. For example, Paul urged the Roman Christian, "The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting or drunkenness, not in sexual promiscuity and sensuality, not in strife and envying, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof." Romans 13:12-14. The same apostle wrote, "Prove all things, hold fast that which is good, abstain from every form of evil." 1 Thessalonians 5:21-22. Paul exhorted children, "Obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right." Ephesians 6:1. The Lord instructed His people under the Jewish covenant, "You shall do that which is right in the sight of the Lord, that it may be well with you, and that you may go in and possess the good land which the Lord your God swore unto your fathers." Deuteronomy 6:18. Every concerned child of God, whether under the old covenant or under the new, would surely be interested in what was right in the sight of the Lord. There is one way and only one way to know what is right and what is wrong. We cannot know by some alleged supernatural influence of the Holy Spirit. We cannot know by consulting secular humanists, atheists, and other unbelievers. We can know only by consulting God's inspired and inerrant Word. That was Paul's reason for telling a young preacher, "All Scripture is inspired of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, or full grown, completely furnished unto all good works." 2 Timothy 3:16-17. Do you want to know if homosexuality, premarital sex, gambling, abortion, and pornography are wrong? Consult your Bible. Do you want to know how to treat members of your family, people of other races and nationalities, and fellow Christians? Read your Bible. I am not telling you to ignore the advice of your parents, of godly teachers and preachers. But ultimately, the only way you can discern right and wrong is by looking carefully into the perfect law of liberty. The Israelites were urged to do right, that it might be well with them. God has promised to bless, but not necessarily with health and wealth, those who obey His precepts. If the Jews fail to do right, their behavior would influence God's promises about inheriting the land of Canaan. If we fail to obey God's commandments, we shall not inherit the kingdom of God. 1 Corinthians 6:9-11. Some liberal theologians are not very happy with that conclusion, but it is what the Scriptures teach. I am pleased that a number of outstanding books dealing with right and wrong have been published in the last few years. For example, Dr. William Kirk Kilpatrick, a professor of education at Boston College, has written an outstanding book, "Why Johnny Can't Tell Right from Wrong: Moral Illiteracy and the Case for Character Education." Every parent, preacher, and school teacher ought to read Dr. Kilpatrick's book. My friends, we thank you for listening.